I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, still very concerned about what's going on with his wife. Something fishy, obviously, and it does concern me. I don't know what's happening. And I care for you, I really do. Obviously the reverse isn't true, but I care for you. Sent an email earlier today, an article written by Alexandra Solzhenitsyn, who wrote an article called Live Not by Lies, which I thought was interesting. It's slightly difficult to read because it is, English from somebody who his native tongue is Russian, I read the beginning, many chapters of the Gulag Archipelago many years ago, and it's not only the subject matter, but it is a difficult read. But the one paragraph really stood out. And he who is not sufficiently courageous, even to defend his soul, don't let him be proud of his progressive views, and don't let him boast that he is an academician or a people's artist, a merited figure, or a general. Let him say to himself, I am in the herd. I am a coward. It's all the same to me as long as I'm fed and warm. And, when I read that, obviously, the thing that came to mind, I think it should be obvious by now, is Jim Cross's comment about the Matthew 6:24, you cannot serve God and wealth, and that you have to be pragmatic. It's kind of like, it's all as long as I'm fed and warm. No, I'm sorry. Being a follower of Christ, you pay a price. It's one of the things I've been studying so much on is context, because that's what you see happening in the world today. You see how, it's like the latest thing is the CDC has changed the definition of what herd immunity is. Basically, it's after, they now say, after a certain number of people are vaccinated. What they said less than a year ago was after the population builds up the defenses for it, antibodies and so forth, but now it has to be done by vaccines. They're changing the language because the objective is genocide. It's kind of like, how would you achieve the goals that have been commented about so often about the Georgia Guidestones, where, maintain the world population to under 500 million. You got to get rid of a lot of people to do that. So the climate change activists will thrive at this and get all behind it. The culture has changed. There are massive numbers of people who are voluntarily saying, no, I'm not going to reproduce because we're destroying the planet. Something like, I am in the herd and a coward. It's all the same to me as long as I'm fed and warm. Consistent with the Great Reset and the comment that the World Economic Forum did about the, promoting the Great Reset. It's 2030, I own nothing and I've never been happier. Turning people into commodities instead of human beings created in the image of God. And I'm concerned about my family. I listened to the voicemail I did just before Christmas for Jim and Madge Cross about the target is them. Being in their 70s, they want you to get the vaccine. because it will perhaps amplify or speed your demise. And that's their desire. I mean, it's blatant. Unless you're Lord Masters, Fox News, and CNN, and so forth, and then of course, no, these are loving, kind people. It's interesting that Bill Gates, the reason he's on TV so much, he pays for it. He actually pays these people to interview him. It's not that because, oh, he's so important, let's go interview him. He pays for it. I'm concerned. It goes back to the Hezekiah thing. I won't repeat that. I am concerned. And now with what seems to be a further cutoff of communications, I'm concerned. There's no love in the institutional church. That's clear. I hope you can see that by now. Obedience to Christ means nothing. Obedience to tradition, you know, Mark 7:7, is what's important. And my own family. I really don't know how many have absolutely rejected me. I know some have. And it's really hard when my wife has. But let it be known again. I rejected no one. I will point you to the truth. I will point that, you know, using Solzhenitsyn's words, I will describe Jim Cross as a coward. Like the Apostle Peter. And I desire to call him my beloved brother mutually. I don't know where my lady stands. But beyond question, I'm committed to her. I love her. And I will not turn from her. My lady, my wife, I love you.